Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day coming up in just a couple of minutes. Big story of the day, big story of the weekend. I mean, I don't know if there's going to be a story that tops this one this year in 2025 with the surprise of Luka Doncic being traded from the Dallas Mavericks to the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, surprised that he got traded. And then, of course, it's the Lakers. You know?
Yeah.
So we'll get to all that. Obviously, the Hawks are back at it tonight trying to snap that 8-game losing streak. Hopefully they can. It's got to end sometime. Hopefully it's tonight. We'll get to an AMA coming up at 1:40 as well. So all that good stuff in the final hour.
And then we were talking about mustard. He got his own mustard, right?
Yeah.
I just saw this.
Yeah.
George's elite corner, which he's going to be that dude. Ellis Robinson.
Uh-huh.
He has partnered with Savannah Sauce Company to bring you his new Ellis Thousand Island sauce.
Okay.
Good for him. There you go, young man.
Oh, so they're calling him like Ellis Island.
Yeah.
Thousand Island, Ellis Island.
I love it.
He's a corner.
It. Yes.
Okay. I like it. That's very good.
Congratulations, man.
See, that's one thing about it, you know, for all the jealousy and hatred that comes at some of these kids with some of the NIL stuff they get, some of the products are pretty clever. Like Bijan Mustardson?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
And it's a pretty damn good mustard, too.
I wear the hat like
that.
Got
a little bottle of Bijan in the fridge at home. I like mustard.
Yeah, you're big. I'll do mustard on most things,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not a big mustard guy.
I got probably 5 to 7 varieties of mustard in the fridge currently.
I like to put the rub on my ribs. I like mustard.
Or like a pulled pork or something. You can use that.
Love doing that.
Yeah.
But good for you, man. Get your sauce. If you had a sauce, what would you be?
Good question.
I'd be hot sauce, but I don't know what kind of hot. I'd be hot sauce.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I'm trying to think. I wouldn't be hot sauce, that's for sure. I don't know. Some kind of like
relish?
Mayonnaise product.
Mayonnaise.
Some sort of mayonnaise based sauce. Like tartar sauce.
Oh, okay.
Probably be tartar sauce.
There you go. I love tartar sauce.
I love fish.
Uh huh.
Mayonnaise based. I don't know. Is there any like.
Are you a pickly individual?
I love pickles.
Okay, yeah. So then, tartar sauce would be perfect.
Yeah. All right, great. I haven't heard it. There's no like real.
Nobody's hawking tartar?
Yeah, there's no like real hot tartar out there. You know what I mean? Like everybody's got their, everybody's got their barbecue sauce, whatever. Now we got mustards we're talking about, Thousand Island dressings. There are a lot of hot sauces out there. The tartar sauce.
Tartar's untapped.
Tartar markets.
Yeah, it's untapped.
Ready to be tapped. I'll tap the tartar market. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Why not? I mean, that's like that can bring in some extra income.
I don't know who even is the go-to tartar. Like everybody. All right, who's your favorite hot sauce? Everybody has a favorite hot sauce. Who's your favorite barbecue sauce? Everybody has a favorite barbecue sauce. Do you like Duke's or Hellman's when it comes to mayonnaise? Who's your tartar sauce?
That's a great question.
Bunker tartar sauce.
Who makes the best tartar sauce?
I have no idea. Yeah. Couldn't even tell you. I don't even know if there is one.
I don't think I've ever bought tartar sauce before, Andy.
Well, I know. Usually just get it at the restaurant with the fish or something.
Or when you go to Captain D's. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a long time since I've been to Captain D's.
Never been.
You never been to Captain D's?
No. No.
Long John Silver?
Uh-uh.
Wow. Uh-uh. That's okay.
Never bought fish from a window in my car.
You ever had the McDonald's fish sandwich?
You know what?
I never had one of those.
My dad used to be, when I was a kid, he would do the Big Mac and a filet of fish and two fries. That was his order.
Oh, okay.
And somehow my dad's been in amazing shape his whole life. I don't know how. Room temperature Budweiser's and that McDonald's order. Washboard abs. That's what Luca needs to get on.
Luca, yeah.
That was my dad's trick.
Because Luca has his own team.
Yeah. I think also working 12 hours a day in construction probably kept him fit, too.
That does help.
Yeah, that probably helped. All right, let's get to
his own team, and he's still like that.
Yeah.
Like maybe you're paying these people good money to make your meals and write out your workout format.
Yeah, but maybe they're making him the wrong stuff. Maybe they're making him him fatty foods.
Maybe he's just like that, though.
Yeah, maybe he's just kind of a soft body guy.
Dude,
they exist. They're out there. Paul Pierce kind of looked like that his whole career.
Yep, that's Big Perk said.
So you're saying Luca's pulling the steroid argument, but with food? I wasn't sure what I was putting in my body.
No, I think Luca just likes to eat.
Yeah, I think he does.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Ow! Let me tell you something. The only people know Luka Doncic is the Dallas Mavericks.
Yep.
Guys who've been with him for years, or who are around him every day. He's a great player. But all us talking heads, they must know something we don't know. Because, he's been hurt. Everybody complains about his conditioning. But once you give a guy 5 years, $350 million, y'all are stuck together for life.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's obviously the thing. Dallas knows more than anybody else, you know. And if you're telling me it's the conditioning part about it, then I would tell you, look at the past 2 years of him not having conditioning. Now, he has bad calves for some reason because he's always getting them calf strains or whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I don't know if they were willing to look at it from a standpoint of what Charles just said. Or do we want to give this man 5 years, $345 million?
Yeah. Which seems like a real easy yes.
Seems like an easy yes,
in the modern NBA.
It does.
Because there's going to be guys a lot less talented than Luka to get 5 years, $350 million.
And ain't no damn way in the hell Luka wasn't going to sign that.
Of course he was.
No.
Yeah, of course he was.
There's no way he was not going to sign it.
So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely like a benefit of the doubt argument that Charles is making on behalf of the Dallas Mavericks, which might be true.
Mm.
They might be making the right choice to avoid a frustrating future of Luka just being hurt and out of shape and a waste of money. It happens. Like, it would be the first team to give a guy a max contract that then couldn't play.
Right.
There are a lot of guys around the league the last decade or so with these massive contracts. And Bradley Beal right now in Phoenix is an example of that. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know, man. It seems like you got that guy who's the best player you've had in your franchise outside of Dirk.
Yep.
Right? Like, he's the best thing since that.
Yep.
You were in the NBA Finals last year. You've been in the conference finals. He's been a first-team All-NBA guy 5 years
running.
He's 25 years old. Like,
you move him?
It seems like you just try to have a sit-down and ask him to, like, try to eat better.
Like,
you know? Or maybe they tried all
maybe
that.
They tried.
Maybe they exhausted all those conversations.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you hear reports of they've grown tired of his act.
Yeah, maybe he's just a huge jerk.
And he could be. We don't know. I ain't never heard a problem. Because every time I see him do something good, his teammates love him. But I think the biggest thing with him is that he landed in the perfect spot for a guy of his caliber.
Yep.
The damn Lakers. And what the Lakers always get, they always get one of these guys because it's the Lakers.
Yeah.
All right, it's the Lakers. Now, I know they said that Anthony Davis built a $32 million home in Bel Air. Say that Luka just built a $12 million home somewhere out there in Dallas.
Ooh.
Why don't y'all just trade him?
Swap and give me 20?
Yeah, swap. You give me $17 million.
Okay, we'll call it even.
Yeah, give me $17 million. I'll take your house and you can have my house.
Because they're probably pretty similar houses, just cost of building and land in California
is
different.
Well, you think about that. Now you come in, you lose not on 100 and whatever million, and then you got to pay taxes now that you never had to pay in Dallas.
That's true.
Yeah, man.
That's true. It is wild how stuff like this just happens for the Lakers, though.
Yeah.
Right? Because they didn't do anything to get Luka.
If they didn't,
it fell in their lap.
If they didn't get Luka, they were going to get somebody. They might have got Giannis.
They were going to get somebody.
They were going to get Giannis.
It was
going to
work out.
They were going to get Wimby.
Right.
They were going to.
Somehow.
The Lakers are
going to
get somebody.
Because they always do.
Yes.
They always do. All the way back to this Kareem. Or Wilt.
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 Yeah,
all the way back to Wilt Chamberlain in the 60s.
Yes.
And I saw a tweet this morning. I wish I had it in front of me. It doesn't matter. AD is the best guy they've ever traded to get someone back.
Yeah,
like, AD is the biggest name, the best star they've ever gotten rid of in order to get something in return. They didn't give up a damn thing to get Wilt.
No.
They didn't give up anything to get Kareem back in the day. When they got Powell, nobody knew Mark Gasol was going to become what he became.
Yes.
Right? Like, but still, I mean, you got Mark and you got Powell and you got two championships. Shaq was a free agent. Vlade Divac for Kobe, which is one of the greatest trades in NBA
history.
Kwame Brown for Powell. Right. And Mark Gasol was in that trade, but nobody knew that was going to, what he was going to be at the time.
Yeah, man.
I mean, Anthony Davis is the biggest name they've ever traded away to get a guy back.
And maybe the one who they gave up the most because they gave away their young core to get Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. They gave up Lonzo and Kyle and B.I. and those guys to get AD. Right. So I would do the same thing.
Oh, they did the right thing.
Yeah, they
got a championship for it.
Yeah. But,
which is all those examples we just gave for all the trades they made. They get a championship for all of them.
That's why I view them. When you look at Luka and where he is in his career, his age, and his game, like he's that guy. Like, this is no longer LeBron James's team. Decision that the Lakers make here on out are for Luka.
How's LeBron feel about that?
I don't know. Because
it's the first time in his life that's ever been true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, LeBron James.
First time in 22 years that.
In his whole NBA career.
That nobody
that
has run somebody.
That his future is the most important thing for the team.
Wendy said this morning, Wendy was like, since he was 19 years old. When the Cavs, they sat him down and told him, everything is going to be about you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his whole career.
Yep.
And now it's not. And good on the Lakers because you can't, like, LeBron's gone, then what?
Exactly.
Because
you can't do the same thing you did when Kobe got old.
When Kobe got old.
Because he missed the playoffs seven straight years. That's
Kobe
the worst run
there.
They ever had.
And Kobe was still
for
there.
For some of them, yeah.
For some of them. But
yeah,
you know, you still, Powell was still in and out of the lineup, so you couldn't really pass the torch on him.
Yep.
That has a lot, like, with Anthony Davis is a great player, but I don't think he's not Laker franchise player.
Not at this point.
Not at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he's 31, right?
Yes.
So, and a little bit of an injury history. Obviously, he's been healthy this year. I know he's hurt right now, but he's been mostly healthy this year. He's been playing great. But yeah, no, I mean, good for the Lakers.
Yeah, they do. That's what they do.
Good for the Lakers. They found their next big superstar.
So Luka's just big bone. That could be it.
I don't know. Bones are hard.
Huh?
Bones are hard.
But the density of bones differs between human beings, Andy.
That's true, but I'm just saying, like, there's stuff wrapped around those bones that bounces around when he runs.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but that could be an extra layer of
protection.
Yeah. Cushion.
Could be.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Could be.
Yeah, say,
maybe he's, it's also one of those things, too, where, like, if you actually have a conditioning problem, like, if that's really a thing.
Like, he ain't going to be, like, ripped.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
But he
don't got the body makeup for that.
I don't know. If you actually have a problem with that, eventually it'll start to show up.
Right.
Like, you could be 22 and come in fat, work it off throughout the season and be fine. I mean, he's 25 now and his calves are straining.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, eventually that type of regiment is not going to be sustainable. And maybe it's happening. I don't know.
But Luka is...
25 is not very old, though.
He's 25. And my thing is, how does this work? I think because how smart both players are. But if he made it, remember, how the hell is it going to work with Kyrie in Dallas with Luka? They made it work. Went Dallas to the NBA. LeBron and Luka will figure this out.
If they play together.
Oh, here you go.
You know what I mean?
Here you go.
You know? I mean, Luka's not going to be back till after the All-Star break.
I thought he said he was coming back before the All-Star break.
All right. Well, but he's not going to be back by Thursday when the trade deadline happens.
What's your feel? I don't think LeBron leaves.
I mean... Maybe he wants to.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he wants to.
Maybe he does.
And go where?
Golden State. Him and Steph.
I love that.
Run it back.
Obviously, I want to see those two.
Run back the Olympics.
They're not going to win no championship, don't you?
No.
But right now,
he's not going to win a championship there either right now.
But it looks like the Warriors are trying to get everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who's available, the Warriors trying to get.
Here's what I'll say.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Here's what I'll say. I would have never in a million years thought Luka would be traded. Since that happened, nothing's off the table.
Well, yeah, I kind of agree
with
that.
The only guy that won't get traded, I guarantee it, by Thursday is Wimby.
Wimby.
Because they just got De'Aaron Fox to go with him.
Wimby.
Wimby's not getting traded.
Anybody else? Yeah, it's not getting traded.
Probably not. Probably not Giannis. They feel pretty good about Giannis.
Shai Gilgeous isn't getting traded.
Yeah, Shai Gilgeous isn't getting traded.
He's not getting traded.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not
feel pretty
traded.
Good about that.
He trains well.
Probably Ja.
Yeah, I saw somebody,
Ja's probably not
I
getting
saw,
traded.
This post yesterday talking about Shai because you know, obviously people try to find something wrong because he's a free throw merchant.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He gets okay. A lot of, yeah, I'm like, so?
Yeah.
Well, that counts for so many percentages of how many points he scores a game.
Go look at all the guys that have led the league in scoring the last 30 years. Look they all the shoot a lot of free throws.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Let's not do this.
Yeah, shoot a lot of free throws.
Let's not do this.
It is weird. It's talked about different with different guys, though. Like, because Jalen Brunson's out there just trying to get to the free throw line. But when he does it, ESPN slows it down and lauds praise on him for being so savvy.
Because he's smaller.
Trey does it, and everybody wants to change rules and tell him he's soft. What's the difference? Jalen's left-handed? Why can he do it?
Trey does it. Like, he does that.
Oh, he flails into
you. That head flail.
I hate it, too. It's frustrating. I don't like when anybody does it. I just don't know why some people get credit for it and other people get blamed. All right. We'll come back and get into some other NBA trade deadline conversations. Other trades did happen. Maybe the Hawks are going to do something. Because they're not letting guys play that they're trying to trade. We'll talk about what that might be coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.